Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I think one of the great things about all of us in the human spirit is that even through difficult times, we can be able to not only find joy, find peace, but also find a purpose for ourselves. That's exactly what our next guest has been able to do. We're excited to welcome to our program today Alnita Kemp. She's going to talk with us not only about how Socks for Courtney began, but how she's been able to, through an act of kindness and really work from around the world, been able to touch individuals she's never met and to make a difference in the lives of others. Now, if you're just hearing about Socks for Courtney, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with them and found out how you can help as well. But Alnita, hello team, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I was so glad that you and I connected, of all places, through social media. That's how I found out about the work that you're doing and, of course, what the Socks for Courtney is doing. I mean, what has it been like for you, Alnita, to be able to not only connect with people from around this world, but also to see how something so simple and how what some people may look at as insignificant can make such a difference in someone's life?
I tell you right now, the connection, Cyrus, has been absolutely unbelievable. I often think that only the Lord could have taken something as simple as a pair of socks to heal so many broken hearts. Our story is one from grief to greatness. I tell you, after we lost Courtney, I actually found myself in a horrible pit. We had been at my in-law's house for several weeks, and we managed to make it back to our home. And I got in the bed, and honestly, I had no desire to get up. I wanted to stay there. My legs were numb, sore, and that is just the truth. But it wasn't until that moment that I found that bag of socks. And those were socks that I was saving to give to Courtney because she passed away 2 weeks before turning 10 years old. And once I found that bag of socks, something ignited down on the inside of me. And the connection that I have made with people across the globe now has been absolutely unbelievable. And I'm just so grateful to be here. During that time, as everyone can even imagine, I never even thought that I would be able to live. That was my
right.
desire. I had no desire to do that.
Exactly. And the thing is, Alnita, as you know, I mean, more so than myself, there are so many parents who have been in a situation of losing a child, who feel just that they don't know how they're going to go on. They don't know how. And then something happens. Something happens that not only reminds them of the importance of living life, but making sure that you're able to live a purposeful life. Do you feel as though in some way that you threw that bag of socks, and I thought about this when I was prepping for the segment with you, that kind of reminded you of how you could make a difference, of your own purpose to be able to make life a little bit easier for someone else?
Oh, my goodness, that is amazing, because I thought before losing our daughter that I was living on purpose. I was a minister. I was doing speaking engagements. I was doing community service type work, but that wasn't it. I had not even tapped into my purpose of this life. And it wasn't until after Courtney passed, and when I found that bag of socks, Cyrus, there was this little voice that spoke to me that said, you know what? Your truth is that Courtney will never be able to wear these socks, but your husband can wear them, you can wear them, Tiana, your daughters can wear them, and everybody you meet, you tell them to wear their socks every day. And those socks represent life and never putting off joys of today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. On August the 18th, 2012, we were in Walmart with Courtney. We were shopping in Walmart for her a dress to wear to church on Sunday. On August the 19th, 2012, our sweet girl was gone. And it was just like that. And so after finding that bag of socks, I knew then that what happened to us, that it wasn't just for us. And that what the enemy, because we're Christians, and what the enemy meant for bad, the Lord used something so horrible. And I make no apologies by saying this is, has been one of the most difficult times that I've ever experienced in my life. The loss has been tremendous.
Sure.
But I pray the Lord could have taken something so horrible to make it so great. And I am so glad today that I am living on purpose. I am doing what I was created to do. And by doing that, I have seen so many lives transformed. I've seen so many people who have experienced a loss in their life. Maybe it wasn't the loss of a child. Maybe it was a divorce. Maybe it was financial issues. Maybe it was a friendship or a relationship. But they have experienced that same loss. And once we take them those stops, and the Lord is so creative in how he uses us, once we take those stops and we literally bend down to cover feet, all of a sudden there are no big eyes, there are no little U's, there are no I'm perfect and you're not perfect. We speak the same language, and that language is of love. And I have learned that that is a universal language. And if we can all just get to that place, doesn't matter what your loss is, how horrible it has been, if you can just put one foot in front of the other, I promise you, you can make it.
Exactly. And you're living proof of that, Alnita, and that's what I think people can really tell, not only for the work that Socks for Courtney is doing, but also that you are doing. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, he's on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Alnita C. Kemp. We're talking with her not only about the work she's able to do through Socks for Courtney, but also how it is making a difference, not just where she is, but literally around the world. I mentioned to you before we went on the air here, Alnita, about the pictures. And, you know, we've all heard that saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words. When you see these pictures of where these socks are going and the way that these young people especially are feeling, these kids are feeling about these socks, how does that make you feel? I know you just talked about walking in purpose, but how does that make you feel to actually have that tangible evidence of it?
Oh, my goodness. It makes me feel absolutely wonderful. And that is not, I wish there was a better word. I am just absolutely blown away by the expressions and what the kids share once they receive these socks. I think on our Facebook page, there's even a video of our socks over in Peru. And to hear those little kids with socks in their hands say to us, thank you in their language, Alnita Kemp, thank you for these socks. And I'm talking, this is a country where they don't have socks, they don't have shoes, they're walking on bare ground, and these socks are making a difference. And just to see the kids' reactions, even in our very neighborhood, the back-to-school drives that we participated in, and to see these kids, they can hardly pick a pair, because these socks are so important to them. The color speaks to them. The length of the socks speaks to them. And then to have someone share that with them and say, you know what, baby, when you go back to school, you make sure you wear your socks every day. And in a way that they can understand it, we share with them, that means you do your best work. You get excited about learning. You read and you grow and you learn and you cover someone else's feet. The looks on their faces, their expressions, and the feedback that we receive is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. What a great thing. You know, I think the other thing that you're showing, Alnita, is that people of all ages, you know, no matter where they are, you know, that it really takes away the excuse. Because I think for so many people, they look around the world, Alnita, as you know, and say, well, there's nothing I can do. Who doesn't have a pair of socks? You know, I mean, I think that's the thing. I mean, and it really shows, I mean, to me, what I thought about with Socks for Courtney is it really is about using what you have to make a difference. It's that mustard seed. That's what it is, right?
You are absolutely right. We all have our unique gifts and our unique talents, and we've got to learn to take what we have and use it to bless someone else. We can't look at it as, oh, my gift is not big enough, or we can't compare it to what someone else is doing or how they are doing it. We've got to take what we have, and we've got to use it to the best of our abilities to be a blessing to someone else. And when I tell you that the more that we give out, the more that we give, no matter how big or how small your gesture is, the more that you give out and you're giving it from your soul, from your character, from who you are, from everything that you have when you're sharing it from that empty place of who you are. And once you do that, what comes back in, there is no dollar amount that can pay me for what we do. To see the expressions on those children's face when they're in the hospital, or that homeless gentleman that's sitting on the side of the road that believes there's no way out for him. There's no money, there's no dollar amount that we can put on that. And that's right. What is so fulfilling for us as a family.
Yeah.
And also healing for us. It's amazing that the more we give out, the more the Lord uses something as simple as socks to mend our broken heart. I never thought that my heart would be put back together. I never thought that I could give. I never thought that I could share or just love from a place of emptiness because I was so empty. But the more that we give, the more that is given unto us in ways that I can't even describe accurately.
Right. What an amazing thing. You know, the thing that I've always found interesting is that, you know, for a lot of us, Alnita, and I'll let you speak for yourself about this, but a lot of us, sometimes it takes those challenges to really show us how great God is and to show us what he's able to get us through. Do you feel like that's also part of your own personal testimony, that through this darkness, through this loss and the grief, that you were able to realize just how great he is and also what he is able to do even out of, as you said earlier, you know, what may have been meant for bad, turning it into something beautiful?
Oh, I tell you, and I share this part of our story often, after Courtney passed, and I tell you, and I mentioned before that I was in this horrible pit of grief and sadness, and I was saying to the Lord, and if I can be transparent for a moment, I was saying to the Lord, you know what, God, I just don't know. I've served you, and I've done this, and I've done that. And there was that voice, the Holy Spirit, if I will, spoke with me and spoke to me and said, you know what, that's your reasonable service. Thank you for serving me. Look what I have done for you. And then he reminded me, you know what, I appreciate you and your husband, David, for taking such good care of my child. But I was ready for her, and I came back for her. And I'm going to take care of you just as I've taken care of her. And in that moment, I didn't want to receive that. I had no desire to receive that. I'm thinking, your child, you know, I'm taking care of her. This is our baby. I love her with everything that I have. But now I see as we continue to journey with our socks on our feet, and we even wear our socks on our hands, as we continue to journey with our socks more and more and more, I am saying to God, thank you for teaching me, for helping me to be humble, for teaching me what it is to really be a mother. Our children, the earth, belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. So now I lift up, as I give out these socks, I lift up not just my two beautiful daughters, but I lift up children, I lift up families, I lift up homes, I lift up marriages in prayer, and I intercede as often as I can for that family who is experiencing that loss like never before, irregardless of what their loss is. I lift them up before God, and I say, God, take back what belongs to you, but don't leave them empty. Fill them up, and that's what he has done for us. He has filled me up in a way that I'm telling you, sometimes I feel like I'm exploding. And I get a lot of times, oh, Almeda, and folks want to rub your back, but I'm not that pitiful one. Because through the pity, I can say I was there, but through the pity, he has given me power. He has given me boldness. He has given me joy. He has given me happiness. He has given me peace that doesn't even make sense. I should have lost my mind. I should have been hospitalized. But he would not allow that to be so. And I am forever grateful unto the one who has kept me. And my faith has been increased by leaps and bounds. Whatever the Lord says, it shall happen. It shall come to pass. There's no ifs, no buts, or ands about it. If he said it, he's going to do it. He will take care of us, and he never leaves us. Through this whole thing, I've seen so many friends, even they don't know how to approach you. They don't really know what to say. So you find yourself drifting away, and it can be lonely. But I tell you what, Cyrus, he has never left me. When I was in the horrible pit, he was right there. When I found that bag of socks, he was right there. When we load up our trunk with over 2,000 pair of socks to drive clean across the states to Texas to deliver socks, he was right there. He protected us on the highway. He keeps our mind. He takes care of our children because they continue to grieve too. And he takes care of them. He has kept my family. He put my family back together like never before.
Yeah.
Statistics says, I think it's 85% of marriages end after the loss of a child. My husband and I are better than we've ever been before. We've learned how to communicate. We've learned how to share. We've learned how to give. We've learned how to love. Love. And that is the key. Love conquers all. Everything.
Right.
Everything.
So true. So true. What a great lesson and what a great reminder, again, for all of us, everyone. Again, Almeda C. Kemp has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Almeda. Make sure you all visit the website. It's www.socksforcourtney.org, and Courtney is with a C. Socksforcourtney.org is where you all can go to find out more information about Almeda's family story and also, of course, find out how you can be a part of the campaign that they're doing to be able to deliver not only socks but also hope and happiness as well along the way. Again, socksforcourtney.org is that website. If you go to the contact button on that website, you also will see the social media links as well for Facebook, for Twitter, and even for Instagram as well. Almeda, really appreciate your stopping by and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Yes, I am excited about this opportunity. I thank you so much. Just your kindness, even through your messages, is just unbelievable. And I'm so grateful for the connection and this awesome opportunity to speak with you live. Thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I'm glad to do it, Almeda. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. I have to shout out Kenny L. Mitchell, actually. If you go to socksforcourtney.org, you see a beautiful poem actually written there by Kenny about Courtney. It's really powerful, so make sure you guys head over there to socksforcourtney.org to be able to read that poem. So great job to you, Kenny. And also thank all of you for tuning in, both for our radio audience as well as tuning in online as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.